Welcome back to Shift with CJ. Today, I'm excited to share another chapter from my new book, Why Your Diet Fails, The Ultimate Cheat Code to Eating Out and Staying Fit. If you've ever struggled with balancing eating out and staying healthy, this book is for you. I've put together years of insights into simple, actionable strategies that will help you eat out, stay fit, and enjoy the process. Before we dive in, I want to ask a small favor. If you find this chapter helpful, please share what you loved about it on your social media and tag me. It doesn't cost you anything, and it doesn't help me earn anything. But once in a while, it's great to share something valuable and leave the door open for others to benefit too. Many people could really use this content, but I can only reach so many on my own. So think of it like sending the elevator down after reaching the top. I appreciate your support. Now, let's get into today's chapter. Chapter 1. Key Principles for Eating Out. Alright, let's face it. Eating out is one of life's simple joys. Whether it's grabbing a quick bite, celebrating with friends, or just not wanting to deal with the whole cooking and cleaning up thing, there's something about being handed a menu that feels like a little treat. But if you're like me, you've probably had that moment of panic, thinking, am I about to wreck my health goals with this meal? Don't worry, you're not alone. I've been there, and that's exactly why I wrote this book. At Biohacken, we believe your health goals don't get a day off just because you're stepping out for a meal. That's why I've taken everything I've learned over the past 15 years, whether from talking to tribal elders, attending longevity conferences, or learning from people all over the world, and packed it into this guide to help you navigate restaurants like a biohacker ninja. You'll learn how to make smart choices, find hidden gems on the menu, and enjoy your food without feeling like you're sacrificing anything. And let me make one thing clear. This isn't just about picking a salad or skipping the dessert. No way. We're talking biohacking level strategies here. Stuff that's practical, effective, and actually enjoyable. This guide is all about empowering you to eat out smartly, without guilt, while still loving every bite. So buckle up, because we're about to dive into a world where you can enjoy your meals and stay on top of your health goals at the same time. Let's get into it. Let's start with timing your meal for circadian rhythm alignment. Your body's internal clock, circadian rhythm, dictates when you're most efficient at digesting food, absorbing nutrients, and metabolizing energy. Aligning your meals with these natural cycles can optimize energy levels and improve metabolic health. Here are some practical applications. Dinner by 7 p.m. If possible, plan to eat dinner before 7 p.m. when your body is still primed for digestion. For example, opt for a lighter, protein-focused meal like grilled salmon with steamed greens and olive oil to avoid the sluggishness associated with late-night meals. Light evening meals. If you're dining out later, keep the meal low-carb and high-protein. For instance, order a lean steak with a side of sautéed spinach instead of heavy pasta or bread. This minimizes late-night insulin spikes and promotes better sleep. Midday. Indulgences. Schedule your more indulgent or carb-heavy meals around lunch rather than dinner. At lunchtime, your metabolism is more active, so having a dish like a grain bowl with chicken, quinoa, avocado, and roasted veggies will be better processed by your body. Strategic fasting. Before dining out, intermittent fasting is a powerful tool to optimize digestion and energy levels. By fasting before a meal out, you allow your body to enter a state of ketosis, fat burning, or simply better manage calorie intake without feeling deprived. Here are some biohacker moves. 16:8 protocol. Follow a 16-hour fast ending just before your meal out. Break your fast with nutrient-dense choices like grilled fish with a side salad dressed in olive oil, skipping the starchy sides to maintain metabolic benefits. OMAD, one meal a day. Use the restaurant meal as your one meal of the day. For instance, order a nutrient-packed dish like a hearty salad with chicken, avocado, nuts, and mixed greens, ensuring you cover protein, fats, and fiber in one go. Pre-meal, black coffee. If fasting for 18 to 24 hours, have a black coffee an hour before your meal. This boosts ketones and enhances mental clarity. So when you do eat, you're more likely to make mindful choices, like choosing a protein-heavy dish instead of high-carb options, choosing polyphenol-rich foods to boost gut health. Polyphenols are powerful plant compounds that nourish your gut microbiome, supporting digestion and reducing inflammation. Prioritizing foods rich in polyphenols can supercharge your body's ability to handle varied foods when dining out. Here's the cheat code. Start with berries. If available, start your meal with a small bowl of mixed berries. Blueberries, raspberries, and blackberries are high in polyphenols and provide an antioxidant boost. Order olive-based starters. Dishes like marinated olives or tapenade offer a concentrated source of polyphenols that aid digestion and reduce oxidative stress from richer meals. Have green tea, before or after. If the restaurant offers green tea, take advantage of it. Drinking green tea either before your meal or as a light dessert substitute floods your body with catechins, which are powerful polyphenols that enhance metabolism and gut health. Leverage digestive enzymes and bitter greens for optimal digestion. Digestive enzymes and bitter foods stimulate bile production, helping your body break down fats and proteins more efficiently. They can be especially useful when dining out, where richer meals might challenge your digestion. Here are a few examples. Ask for bitter greens. Many upscale restaurants offer sides like arugula or dandelion greens. Order them as a starter or side dish to naturally boost your digestive capacity. Bring digestive enzymes. Carry a small container of broad-spectrum digestive enzymes like lipase or protease to take before heavier meals such as rich steaks or cheese-laden dishes. Request a digestive. In some European or Mediterranean restaurants, you can request a small shot of an herbal digestive like fennel or gentian after your meal. These bitters stimulate digestion and reduce bloating. Focus on meal composition over caloric restriction. Instead of counting calories, focus on the macronutrient composition of your meals. Aim for high-quality proteins, healthy fats, and nutrient-dense veggies, which will naturally regulate your appetite and support metabolic health. Here are some biohacker moves. Balance your plates. Order meals where your plate is divided into 50% vegetables, 25% lean protein, like grilled chicken, and 25% healthy fats, like avocado or nuts. This ratio keeps you satisfied without overeating. Prioritize protein. First, start with protein when eating out, like an appetizer of seared tuna or a side of scrambled eggs if available. Protein is the most satiating macronutrient and can prevent you from overindulging in carbs. Customize your order. Don't be afraid to ask for substitutions. For example, replace the pasta side with extra veggies or request a protein-rich starter in place of bread or chips. These adjustments keep your meal nutrient-dense and balanced. Biohacker's pre-dinner protocol. Before heading out, prepare your body with a strategic pre-meal routine. This primes digestion, stabilizes blood sugar, and keeps hunger in check, leading to smarter choices when dining out. Your go-to choices are fiber and hydration. 30 minutes before your meal, have a tablespoon of chia seeds soaked in water or a glass of water with a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. The fiber expands, curbing appetite, while ACV helps regulate blood sugar levels. Pre-meal walk, a brisk 15-minute walk before heading out, can increase insulin sensitivity and prepare your body to handle carbs more effectively. It also enhances mental clarity, helping you make mindful choices when ordering. Small protein snack. If you're prone to overeating, have a small protein snack like a boiled egg or a handful of nuts an hour before dining out. This reduces intense hunger and helps you make healthier selections at the restaurant. Using specific herbs and spices to optimize metabolism, spices like turmeric, ginger, and cayenne pepper don't just add flavor, they're potent metabolic enhancers and anti-inflammatories. Incorporating these when eating out gives you an extra health boost. Your go-to choices are: choose turmeric-rich dishes. If the menu features dishes like golden milk, curries, or turmeric-spiced vegetables, opt for them. Turmeric supports liver detoxification and reduces inflammation. Add ginger. When available, order ginger tea or dishes with fresh ginger, It helps digestion by increasing gastric motility and can counteract bloating or nausea from richer meals. Spice it up with cayenne. For those who can tolerate heat, ask for dishes with cayenne pepper or chili flakes. Cayenne not only boosts metabolism, but also has appetite-suppressing effects, helping you avoid overeating. Prioritize protein cycling and quality fats. Protein cycling, varying your intake based on daily needs, can optimize muscle growth and repair while supporting metabolic health. When eating out, focus on cycling high-quality protein sources and healthy fats. Here are a few examples. Rotate protein sources. If you've had a lot of red meat earlier in the week, choose fish or plant-based proteins when dining out. For example, opt for grilled salmon or a quinoa bowl instead of a steak. Fat first for fullness. Choose dishes high in quality fats, like avocado salads or dishes cooked in olive oil. These fats promote fullness and satisfaction and mental clarity without spiking blood sugar. Protein modulation. On rest days or lower activity days, reduce your protein intake slightly when eating out. For example, instead of a double meat option, go for a single portion with more vegetables to maintain metabolic flexibility. That's it for this chapter. Make sure you note down these golden rule of thumb before you head out for a meal. Thank you for listening to this chapter of Why Your Diet Fails, the ultimate cheat code to eating out and staying fit. I hope you found it valuable. Remember, if you enjoyed it, I'd be grateful if you could share what you loved on social media and tag me. It really helps others find this content and benefit from it. I'll see you in the next episode.